Hello, and welcome to the Fire Up Podcast. I'm your host, Deborah Trapin. Today's show features another magnificent Moxie Chat. The mission of this series is to shine a light on the stories of divine, brilliant leaders who are taking risks, pushing through challenges, and living their best life out loud, on purpose, and on their own terms. If you are ready to learn and laugh together, you are in the right place at the right time. As an empowerment consultant myself, as well as an author and international speaker, my daily intention is to speak truth, wrapped in grace, with divine sides of sass, moxie, and fire. This show is a place for me to share encouraging, empowering stories, to ignite your self-talk, and sprinkle wisdom to help you define and refine your best self. Are you ready to lean in and learn from a courageous, gracious, tenacious, and absolutely vivacious lioness? Grab your favorite beverage and let's do this. Hello, 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 friends. It is a special day. It is actually Wednesday, February 15th, and we are doing a special Moxie Chat with one of our fave return guests. Connie K. Myers is here today to talk about something special. We are in the midst of Love Week, so we'd love for you to share what you are so grateful for. What are the things you love in your life? Make sure you drop those in the comments throughout the show. We'll remind you to do that. So Connie's been on the show. This is her fourth visit. So many of you know Connie K. Myers. So here's her IG bio. Leadership and crisis management strategist, speaker, trainer, five-time, soon-to-be six-time best-selling author, certified life, business, and leadership coach, online course author, the woman behind CKMSolutionsGroup.com, and the founder of the newly created CKM Preparedness Foundation. Welcome, Connie.
I am so thrilled to be on here again with you, Deborah. Thank you.
Yay, it's 2022 as we record this. Wow.
Wow is right.
just settling into the wow of it being 2022. And I'm guessing from our conversation that we had, our last conversation on the show was in October of 2020. We were, you know, a handful of months into the plague. So what is on your heart now? What are you working on now? What's going on with you?
Well, since the quarantine in March of 2020, it's been, my life has been revolving around my new version of my life. And that is my vision is to help 30 million people be better prepared for disasters and other kinds of crisis in their lives. And doing it from a point of view of really not having it be negative about disasters, because there's always a gift or opportunity. I always say crystalline moments are, or disasters are crystalline moments with gifts and opportunities. And now I truly believe that if you are in business, and you are working with either consumers or small businesses, you have an incredible opportunity to not only save lives and property and money by giving back, but increasing your business all at the same time. And mm-hmm. all it takes is a little bit of creativity and a little bit of initiative. And as we've seen in the pandemic, people are very good at pivoting. Mm-hmm. And there's lots of opportunities to be able to give back. Yeah. The problem is that the numbers are staggering when it comes to what's happening to our world. And people really don't want to think about preparedness. They don't want to think about what they have to put together. It's kind of like people don't want to think about wills because they have to think about dying. But the bottom line is the pandemic has shown us how important it is for us to be prepared. Do you remember the toilet paper days and the hand sanitizer days?
Oh my God. I know, right, where we'd never thought about toilet paper so much in our entire lives or hand sanitizer. Thank God I had alcohol and aloe vera and essential oils because I could make my own. But you know, as you're saying this, Connie, and before you move on, one of the things that we talk about a lot on the podcast, on the show, is flipping failure. And I think that when I'm listening to you talk, it's like you're trying to flip people's feelings around disasters. Like they're inevitable.
Failure is inevitable. Disasters are inevitable. This is all about how smoothly we can walk through when something happens to us.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah. I truly look at, and I've been saying this for years, and I didn't used to call it a crystalline moment until I wrote the book, Crystalline Moment. But I used to always say, you know, when a disaster happens, what you see are people coming together. Mm. You see people that may have not, they've been neighbors for 30 years and they didn't know each other's name. And now they're sharing food together. They're sharing beds together, all those kinds of things. And it really, it's a reminder of our humanity. And it really is gives us time to, like the pandemic, it's given us time to pause and it's given us time to change course. So how can we take what is happening? It doesn't matter whether it's a natural disaster, a man-made disaster, or some other type of crisis, like maybe a death or loss of a job or something like that. What can we do to change that around and make it something that we're giving back? Mm-hmm. And that, as we talk today, I really want people to think about, what is it that's happening right now, whether it's the pandemic or you've had a flood or there's something else going on in your business or whatever? What can you do to turn that around and make it where you're either giving back or there's something positive that comes out of it? Because there always is a gift or opportunity in every crystalline moment.
Mm, I love that. Well, and I love that this beautiful feminine energy that's surrounding it. Right. I think you're bringing this beautiful feminine energy to a topic that traditionally is very masculine energy dominated, right? Be prepared, have the checklist, action, go, go. And you bring this really beautiful divine softness to a very important topic. And I think that's so needed, right? I mean, we don't need to fear the disaster. It really is about being prepared and nurturing ourselves leading up into when it's happening. Mm.
Well, and I think when something does happen, if we just step back and we stop for a minute and take a few breaths, and then we observe what's going on inside of us as well as around us, then the plan becomes much easier. And if we are prepared, it creates resiliency. So by creating resiliency, we'll know exactly what we need to do when it happens. We'll know how to react. We'll be the first responder ourselves. Mm-hmm. And the recovery, the difference between being resilient and not resilient is the difference between surviving or recovering at all, or maybe not recovering. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you've always seen when you watch TV after a disaster happens somewhere, you'll see the person that says, oh my God, I've lost everything. I don't know what I'm going to do. Then you have the other person that says, I've lost everything, but I can rebuild. That is a resilient mindset.
Yes. Yes. I feel that in my bones. You could almost replace but with and. I lost everything and I can rebuild, right?
Kind of like if you've ever had, like you just mentioned earlier about when we were talking about your floor being replaced and your walls being painted because you had a flood.
Yeah.
You know, so, and I know somebody whose home was completely destroyed and they got a new home out of the deal. So there are... I don't want to say benefits, that's the wrong word, but there are results that can be better. And really resiliency means build back better. So floors, the new paint. I mean, that's a gift, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, I said this a lot. So it's been just a little over a week. So it was a week this last Saturday that I heard the beep, beep, beep of that little alarm that's underneath the sink that tells us if the dishwasher is having an issue. And it was so interesting. I was sharing, I think I even shared this on Spill the Tea about this mantra that I've been using for the last 2-3 years of everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. It really made all the difference having that replaying in my head over and over and over again. Even when I walked into the basement and it was like squish, 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 all of the lights were full of water. You know, you're like, I was like, okay, all right, we're okay.
Like, exactly.
Everything is always working out for me. And it is, it will ultimately, like it would have been months and months before we would have gotten to this place we are now with, you know, the rugs torn up and the drywall being rebuilt because of timing for everyone, right? I mean, the timing to get those things done right now is much longer unless it's an emergency. then, you know, people have that padded into their schedule. So it's like, oh, okay, well, thank you for the flood. I prefer flood over fire. So thank you.
There you go.
You know? And so I think that what I love about this mission that you're on, about these 30 million people being better prepared for disasters and other crises, is you are threading through the crystalline moments idea of mindset. This is about mindset. This isn't about another checklist. The checklist is there, but it isn't all that alone. You're bringing in this crystalline moment mindset, you know, understanding where you are in that moment. And so that leads us to, you've got, I kind of teased about it, I guess, in the IGBA, the soon to be sixth best time seller. So you've got a new book coming out. Oh my gosh, number six. And it's a numerology. This is a 6 year.
Oh, I did not know that.
2022. Yeah, that's a six. That's pretty cool. Your sixth book coming out. Cool. Yes.
Well, you know, and this was a book that actually I've been wanting to write for over 20 years. When I spent 7 years as a FEMA inspector and trainer, and I saw firsthand the devastation that can happen and what can happen to people. I did over 50 disasters in those 7 years. And I always felt like the consumer, people need to know more about what to expect, what to do, how to prepare. And if you talk to first responders or victims of disasters, they will tell you that it is that resilient mindset that gets you through and gets you through in a more positive way. So mindset is the most critical part of the entire preparedness. If you don't have the right mindset, then everything else could go haywire. Mm-hmm. If you have the right mindset and you continue to practice mindfulness practices while you're going through it, first of all, it'll be less painful. Second of all, you will have resources that will show up, right? You'll have people that will show up in your life to help you. But you've got to have that resilient mindset. And then you've got to be a good leader. If you're leading your family, you're leading your business, whatever it is, your community, being a good leader. And I can tell you that the benefits of that and the gifts that you will receive will be tenfold, no matter what it is you do for your living.
Mm. Oh, I love that. And so now when we're talking, so the new book, the title is When the Unthinkable Happens, Be Prepared, Be Ready, A Guide on the Economic Impact of Disasters and Crises on Real Estate, Insurance, and Other Businesses. Why is this book so important for us right now? Like, why? I mean, we're in the middle of a plague still. So I think we all get that disaster happens, that the unexplained and unimaginable happens from time to time. But when you sat down with yourself and you thought, okay, it's time to write this book. Why now? What's the calling?
Well, I think that it's extremely, first of all, the disasters are not going away. They're getting worse. Mm-hmm. And that's all because of the climate change. Yeah. And we have to get our heads out of the sand and we have to look at this in an important way. And if we look at it as being resilient and coming back and knowing what we have to do. I just attended the National Association of Realtors Sustainability Summit.
And oh yeah, because isn't that one of their themes this year, sustainability? Or
yes, they've got three words this year, sustainability, resiliency, and safety. And I had resiliency and safety in my book already. So I just finished adding a chapter, which will be uploaded today, on sustainability. But here's the frightening part about that. I mean, I'm going to give the scare and then I'll give the solution. Okay. The scare is that some scientists are saying that by 2030, 8 years from now, if we don't start reducing the amount of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, it could become irreversible. And it's going to take anywhere from 25 to 40 years once we do start reducing them to get them back to levels where we're not going to see the temperatures rising. That's only 8 years. Okay, yeah. So what's the gift? The gift is we have 8 years and we can do simple little things in our lives to become more sustainable. And I cover all of that in the book. I talk about, okay, this is what you can do. We can encourage businesses. There's something called ESG, which is environmental, social, and governance. That is a rating that is now being given to companies. And when stocks are traded, 70% of the ones that are traded now, they look at their ESG rating. So as consumers, we can help influence those businesses. Yeah. So I'm looking at this as a great opportunity to choose the people that we do business with that are concerned about sustainability and concerned about the planet. Let's face it. Okay, so my children, I have grandchildren and I have a great grandchild. My grandchildren and my great grandchild are going to be affected by this.
Yes.
For a good part of their lives.
Yes.
So we cannot, as human beings, we cannot walk away from this and just put our head in the sand. We've got to face this. We've got to do something about it. And the book, I cover what you need to do for sustainability, but I also talk about, okay, we're going to have these disasters over the next few years. They are growing. The drought has got much, much worse. We're expecting it to be much worse this year. Last year, we had 7.6 million acres burnt. It was almost double what it was the year before. Yeah. So it's like all of us have to take responsibility and step up to the plate.
Yeah.
And encourage. The whole idea behind the book is for people to take it out to their communities and encourage their communities to be better prepared, how to survive and how to recover from the things that are going to happen. And it's not like it's just going to be, oh, it's never me. The thing that really drives me crazy is that people will say, well, I live in Las Vegas. Well, there's not really that many disasters that hit Las Vegas. Do people really believe that because there was a major ice storm in the New England states or the state of Texas, or there was half of the country was burning this last summer, that that's not affecting us?
Yeah.
It's affecting our bottom line. FEMA is all taxpayer based. When they put out $145 billion last year, that was $145 billion of our dollars that could have gone to something way more productive.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then
that is a that right there is a beautiful point, Connie, that I don't think most of us know. Now, this takes you back to your FEMA days, but that, yeah, they're spending billions of dollars putting fires out when if we were to read your book and start implementing these small actions, right? Changing 1% each day, the big changes that we could make so we could spend those billions of dollars on something other than putting out fires. Or exactly. Pumping in water for people to drink because there's a drought.
Exactly. And I think if we, again, it comes back to mindset, right? If we just switch that mindset a tiny little bit, and I'll tell you, you know, most of your people are in the real estate industry. There are areas now where you can either not get insurance or it's the state fair plans that are taxpayer based primarily. What happens, and the reinsurers are now saying that home insurance could get so expensive that homes will become uninsurable. What happens to the real estate industry? What happens to the person that wants to buy a home? I mean, this has major impact no matter where you live. It has major impact on what our world is going to look like in another 25 years.
Yeah. Well, and I think that we see this in all areas of when people finally come to acceptance. Most of the time it has to do with their direct relationship to it. So they've experienced a fire, they have a family member that's experienced a fire, and they're like, ooh, that's close. Okay, I want to pay more attention. We see it in the LGBTQ community of, you know, people aren't thinking about how they're treated until their son or daughter or sister or whatever comes out and becomes part of that community, then it's like, oh, wow, like you become more invested in it. And I love how you're connecting the dots for all of us. Like, it's not simply the state that it happens in, because homeowners insurance now, guess what? That company that's been collecting all of those premiums each month, they're like, hey, we just wrote $1 billion worth of checks. We need to make more money. And so our dollars go up, even if it wasn't us, mm-hmm. right? And it could be, you know, dollars a year, but still dollars collectively, we could be spending that money, to your point earlier, on something amazing, as opposed to insuring our homes. You know, I'm curious, one of the things that I remember right in the very first year of the pandemic in 2020 was when they were talking about how, because everyone was home, people were not on the roads in their cars, that we were seeing the ozone layer really like weave itself back together, healing itself. Right. Mm-hmm, right. And so I'm wondering, like, because we have so many people still working from home, are we still seeing the benefits of that? Like, are we emitting less? What's going on with that?
The jury is out because there is some still, because people are still working from home, but there's more and more. I just came back from LA. I was over there a week ago, and believe you me, the traffic is every bit as bad as it was before the pandemic. So I don't know if people are going out shopping when they should be home working or exactly what.
Yeah.
But we did see a big transition during the time. And I think probably we probably won't have an answer to that until probably 2023, 2024, how much this has really helped. It obviously has helped some. But we're still, I mean, if scientists are saying we've got till 2030, that's not very long. We need to do a lot more, a lot quicker.
Yeah.
But I do feel that as people kind of had a taste of, okay, like they were showing Venice and there was fish in the canals in Venice.
Yeah.
That hadn't been there for years. Yeah. So we did see, and there was visible proof that all we have to do is stop a little bit and it will get better.
Yes.
So hopefully people will take it seriously. I really encourage everyone to go out and be a part of your community and be involved in turning that ozone, turning it into something much better, our sustainability much better, mm-hmm. and doing our little parts and encouraging companies that are doing the right thing, do business with them.
Yes.
All those little things that we can do that will make a huge impact on our world.
Well, and you mentioned the certification, or what were the three letters again?
ESG.
ESG.
It's environmental, social, and governance.
And what kind of companies would get that? Any company?
Any company.
So real estate brokerages.
Yes.
Real estate brokerages. That's interesting. That would be an interesting question to ask. It reminds me of, do you know my friend Kelly Mitchell?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, she used to be Agent Caffeine. Now she's the Wine Siren. She's doing, you two actually should have a conversation because she's shifted her messaging and she's very, very passionate now about sustainable wine growth and wineries.
Oh,
and
I love
how, like, the whole kit and caboodle. And she had this woman on the show. Her name is escaping me right now, but I'll drop the link into the show notes, who is the person behind the wine industry's version of ESG, right?
Oh, wow.
And so you can walk around, and it's called Napa Green is the name of it. But you can, as you're driving in Napa, you will see this is a Napa Green winery. And you have to, there's like 100 different things you have to do to get Napa Green. It's not only about the vineyard. It's not only about the grapes. And I was listening to their conversation last week and thinking, like, this is the way we vote with our dollar, right?
So absolutely.
A or
absolutely.
B, if B has Napa Green, if brokerage A has ESG, brokerage B does not, well, that gives them a tick in the pro column, right? And I think that's a beautiful movement. And again, ESG, that is from the government, like a government level.
Yes, I believe it is. It's, I don't remember which agency, but it's one of the, I think it's one of the governmental agencies.
Well, yeah, we'll be sure to drop some more information in on that.
I can't remember exactly where it came from, but I did a lot of research on it. And I think that, like you said, we can vote with our dollars and work with the companies that are doing the right thing.
Absolutely. Well, and making a difference in people's lives through how we spend our dollars, right? How we move through this one beautiful life that we have in these bodies is important. So how do you see this book making a difference?
Well, you know, think about this. So let's just talk about a small brokerage. Maybe they have 10 agents, right? And they have the broker provides this book to their agents, and their agents then provide the book to their clients, take it out to their civic organizations, to their churches, to their schools, and are an active participant in making the change and becoming my help when it comes to 30 million people. Obviously, I cannot do that by myself. Yeah. But the other side of the coin is when you are prepared, when your community is prepared, you are going to save lives and you are going to save lots of property and you are going to save lots of money. Yeah. So just that alone can make a difference. Mm-hmm. But then if you look at how you can reduce your carbon footprint and become more sustainable and you're protecting the planet, you then are helping your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren and children to come. So both from a monetary as well as a physical way of making a difference, you can really help your grandchildren and great-grandchildren have a better life. I mean, mm-hmm. To be honest with you, if I were young today, and I was thinking about having children, I would have to really take a look at this and say, okay, what kind of world are they going to be in? Yeah. I worry about my great grandson. He's 4 years old now. I mean, 40 years from now, he's going to be 44. What is this world going to look like when he's that age? And is it going to be something better, which I'm hoping for and I'm praying for, or is it going to be a challenge? I mean, when we think about water, I'm here in Las Vegas. Lake Mead is at the level it was in 1933 when they built the dam. It's never been lower. Wow. And it provides water for Nevada, Arizona, Mexico, and Southern Cal. And it's all dependent upon the snowpack of the Eastern Rockies. And right now there is no snowpack. It's very, very minimal. So it's like, okay, if the water doesn't come from the mountains, then where's the water going to come from for us?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So just by taking this little book, and it's a little simple book, and it's a starting point. It's a beginner's guide on what you need to have, what you need to do. And, you know, people like when they start thinking about being prepared, it's always they get too much in their brain.
Yes.
And you need to keep it very simple. Just take one little step at a time. It's like when you're unpacking after a move, you open up one box and you do something with it, right?
Yes.
You don't open up all the boxes and then try to be overwhelmed on where you're going to put everything.
Yes. Yes.
So it, that's what this book is going to do. That's how it's going to make a huge difference. And I've always said that the perfect fit are people in the real estate business, the insurance business. Those are people that are ideal people to go out and make a difference. And the beautiful thing of it is most real estate agents are very involved with their communities, and even more so today than now they need to be.
Yes. Well, my mind reels and reels about how our brokerage leadership can really be a part of this, right? So over the last, you know, two decades that I've been in the real estate industry, I've seen brokerages offer a lot of things like technology, right? Like a CRM or a cloud CMA product or some sort of tech. And this is actually a way for a brokerage to invest, you know, what I'm guessing $5,000-$10,000 in a bulk purchase of books that then their agents can use as a tool to not only bless their clients, but actually prepare the entire community. I mean, that money is to me feels so much better spent, right? It's so well spent when you are looking at how deep can the roots of this dollar go. And so if I'm a brokerage owner and I say, okay, so I have 50 agents, I want them to each, you know, choose their top 50 clients. So that's about 2,500 books. How does that work? Like, can I have my brand on it somehow?
Oh,
or
absolutely.
Like, how do we help our, and think like the Woman Up community, Connie, right? A community that we are both so passionate about. The women who are brokerage owners and leaders in that community are always looking for ways to help their agents nurture their communities. And oh, by the way, the numerology 6 year, the word is nurturing. Six is nurturing. And so this is a tool that they can help their clients nurture not only their books of business, their clients, their beloveds that they, you know, do divine exchange with time and money, but they can also be caring for the community. So help us imagine I'm a broker. What's your pitch to me? How do I use this book to help grow my community?
Psst. Hey, it's me. Well, you are listening to the Fire Up podcast, but we'll be right back to the show after this break. Have you heard I'm working on an exciting new collaboration with Molly McKinley of Intentionalities? We're putting together a moxielicious bundle with my new book, a journal, affirmation cards, a candle, matches to light your soul tank on fire, and a special empowerment blend tea to sip on while you enjoy the process. Head on over to moxieonfire.com, add your name to the list for updates, and reserve a bundle or two today as you wish. Again, that's moxieonfire.com. All right, back to the show.
Well, first of all, you can completely white label the book if you want. So we can add a chapter in the book about why you wanted to give out this book, why it's important to your community, why you want to give back, and why you love the work that you do. That's a chapter that can go into the book. It can be branded with your logo. It can be, the agents can brand it. And it, there's, you know, you've written books. You know, there's, you've become an expert whether you are or not, right? Just because you've written a book. So the beautiful thing of it is you can become a co-author of what is going to be my sixth best-selling book and become a co-author and show how much you really care about the community. If you don't want to go through the process of doing all the white labeling, all you have to do is staple a card to it, you know, because what's going to happen with this book? This is not a book that's going to go on the bookshelf somewhere. It's going to end up either in an emergency kit or it's going to end up in the drawer with all of your kitchen manuals and your furnace manuals and all of that. It's going to end up there. And it's going to be something, because I do say in the book, you need to take this out. You need to look at it every year. You need to have your drills and you need to look at your emergency kits. Kits, I said, plural. There should be at least four more, if you, depending on the family situation. But you have.
I need this book. Well, and as you, again, as you're saying that, you know, my mind, marketing mind is whirling, right? The ability to, like, if they don't want to go through the white labeling, yeah, even a bookmark with the contact information for all of the vendors and such that they would need. But I could really see them putting in even a page of the local emergency contact information.
Absolutely.
I mean, there is a way to really, you know, take it to 11 if they want to.
And if they want to even take it a step further, they could become one of my CKM advisors. And every single month, they will be getting something new that they can take out to their community, either a training or an article, or I ghostwrite articles for them. They don't, all they have to do is turn around and send it out. Or if they want to teach something, they get the slide deck, or they can just send out what I send them. So
is there a month for preparedness?
Yes, there is. It's September.
Okay. Okay. So we've got time for everybody to order their books, get everything together, white label it, write their, get it all together, get it printed, get it in their office, get it in their clients' hands, and then do events in September.
Correct.
Okay. Absolutely. So this seems so beautiful. The timing is so divine here.
Well, and I want people to really think about, take the book, purchase it on Amazon, take the book, look at it, and then be creative on how you can use it. And I do have special pricing for people that want to do books. It's not the pricing you're going to see on Amazon. Yeah. I have special pricing, and thanks for that.
Okay, so you did tease about just a quick second. When you were here in October 2020, you were just launching the CKM Advisor, the certification. And so obviously that's still going, since you're saying they can become part of your amazing group of experts. Where do they get information on that? Where do they go for all of these things?
Well, they can go to my website, ckmsolutionsgroup.com.
Okay.
And there's information about becoming a CKM advisor.
Okay.
We are launching. We're going to have two dates coming up, especially for people who bought the book, because they're going to be getting a 30% discount on becoming a CKM advisor if they buy books.
Okay.
Along with, you mentioned the local emergency information. One of the downloads they have is an emergency communication form that they can fill out, along with something called Make the Plan, Do a Plan. It kind of gives you an outline of what you need to do as far as what type of business you have or what kind of family situation you have.
But perfect.
So they'll be able to pick a couple of dates. I do it virtually. We do have it online, but I'm updating that. So I recommend that you sign up for one of our virtual trainings.
Okay. We'll make sure to drop those links in and those dates. Again, I'm whirling with ideas here. I love the idea of every brokerage owner having a CKM advisor in-house. And most brokerages do have a trainer of some sort. A lot of times, the person who's teaching is actually the broker,
right?
The broker is doing the teaching. And how beautiful would it be for those leaders to, in September, be hosting this preparedness training for their communities? So it's the brokerage trainer or the brokerage owner who's doing the training. They've got the books. I mean, this seems like you could paint a preparedness party in a box, Connie.
Absolutely. Now you've given me an idea.
Yeah. Like this is, we love to bounce the ideas back and forth, but I think that there's a need for us as the providers of the knowledge, the wisdom sharers, the sages in the industry who are creating the courses and writing the books, to make it as easy as possible for this amazing community that we serve. In this case, we're talking about real estate. Make it easy for them to help us, help them, help us, help their communities, you know, this, you know, make the connections for them. So let's definitely talk about who we could maybe even do like a focus group
inside
the Woman Up community. Let's talk about what that would look like. Because there's got to be a way, even outside of what we're thinking about here, that we're, you know, ponging back and forth, that would really help these brokerage owners, because this feels so in line with what is what they consistently share with us is on their hearts, right? They want to provide the very best tools and resources to their community of agents, and their community of you know, the homeowners, the humans in those communities.
Mm. Well, you know, I think one of the important parts along that, first of all, I've got a whole program I'm putting together of expert panels that I'm going to be bringing in for the brokerages. Ooh. But I think that and I would love to do a focus group because that would really help me know what needs to come out. And I'm trying to find things that are outside of the normal lead generation stuff or the CRM stuff, or there's plenty of that out there. There's nobody out there that I am aware of doing what I'm doing right now. And I think it's just such an incredibly wonderful opportunity to make such a real difference. And having those books out there in your community, having somebody within your office doing the training every month on something new every month. And if it's something like, for example, May is hurricane preparedness month. Well, you know, Nebraska doesn't have to worry about hurricanes. So I did power outages. So I make sure every month, if it's something specific to an area, that I have something that covers the entire country. And there's lots of good information about what you have to do with insurance, what you need to have for that.
This is in the book?
No, I touch on it in the book, but the class goes into detail.
Yes. I mean, seriously, like I'm leaning and going, man, I want to know all of this stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't want to be prepared? Come on, everyone. All right. So we need to get this book. It will not only bless us, it will bless our communities, it will bless our clients, in particular for those people who are in real estate who help people move from home to home in those communities. I love that. We will make sure to get all of those links in. And I know that your launch is Thursday,
yes,
the 17th.
At 1 o'clock Pacific time.
1 o'clock Pacific time. And you are having a launch party. Yes,
I am. And I'm really honored. I have Leslie Appleton Young and I had a conversation, and we're going to be talking about resiliency and preparedness. And I've also got Lori Namazi and Tracy Hawkins, a safety lady. We're talking about safety. Yeah. And I have another person. We're going to be talking about the resilient mindset and how to have that. So all of those things. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about what it was like to be a FEMA inspector, because I could write a book just about that. And some of it's pretty funny. Some of it's really serious, but some of it's pretty funny. I think that the most important part about all of this, and I'm so passionate about this, is the fact that all of us can make a difference, and it's a perfect fit. It's a perfect, instead of giving out a bottle of wine or you have a listening gift, whatever that might be, or a set of knives, why not give a book? And through my nonprofit, we're going to be putting together kits. The first one we're doing is kits for kids. And the reason we're doing it is because I remember when my son was about 8 or 9 years old, he came home from school and they had gone to an outing to the fire department. And he came home with this little can of, it had baking powder or baking soda in it. And he goes, "Mom, you need to have this on your stove in case of a fire." And so my thinking is that if I can get kits in the hands of kids, they're going to go home and say, "Where's your kit, Mom and Dad?" Because 61% of Americans believe they're going to be affected by a disaster over the next 3 to 5 years. 15 to 30% have some kind of preparation. And I can guarantee you, those are 30%, they're not really that prepared. So if I get the kids out there to help me get this job done, and I've got the real estate agents and the insurance people or whatever, if you're working with a consumer, if I've got you out there helping me, then we're going to make that 30 million people.
Yeah, I love that. I love the idea of the kits for kids. So it launches tomorrow, Thursday, the 17th of February. We're in a full moon right now, full moon energy, holy smokes, in a nurturing numerology year of 2022. So if people go to ckmsolutionsgroup.com, they can download the Make a Plan, Do the Plan, and they'll also get the reminder for the launch party. Yes? Cool.
Yes. Correct.
Okay. And I know that you're doing some discounts if they purchase the book, if they do the certification. So I'm guessing all of those things will be shared not only during the launch party, but when people join the mail list.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So I'm looking forward to it. And I'm really happy it's a nurturing year. And I'm really happy it's a full moon. I mean, that I did not know. So that's wonderful news.
Yes. Come to your I'm not a numerologist by any means. I just have a absolute passion for numbers. Maybe I was in another life. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe I was, you know, hanging out with Galileo. Okay. So let's do like a rewind and talk about some of the things we talked about when you were here in 2020 and what's changed since then, because we've gone through a disaster. And so the answers to some of these questions, I'm guessing, have changed. So the first is, in 2020, I asked you three words that you used to describe yourself and why. And the three words that you chose in 2020, in October of 2020, were resilient, motivational, and happy. What are the three words that you're using now to describe you?
I have to say, well, resilience is part of my being now. So resilience. Abundance, because that's my word this year. Abundance. I want an abundance of people being prepared. Mm-hmm. I want an abundance of people going out to their community and making a difference. And I'm very happy, not just happy like I was in 2020. I'm very happy.
Mm-hmm. Any particular reason why you're very happy?
Yeah. Yeah, I have a new man in my life that I don't know what planet he came off of, but he's absolutely amazing. And it was a crystalline moment. I was watching Leslie Appleton Young with her man gallivant around Italy in January of 2020. Mm-hmm. And I had this thought, you know, if I could have a relationship like that, that might be okay. I didn't even say it out loud, just a thought. And 3 weeks later, he showed up.
Mm-hmm. That's called manifesting opportunity right there.
Yeah. You better believe it.
It's so beautiful. Well, and I, you know, when we have a companion, right? When we have that person who loves us and sees us. And I had the pleasure of meeting Michael at a Woman Up meetup. I mean, the bravery of any man to walk into an event called Woman Up for the first time to meet all of your women friends. I was like, this man is bold, like so bold and just super, just beautiful energy. I'm so very happy for you, Connie, that you are walking alongside one another.
I couldn't be happier.
Yay. Oh, yeah. I love it. Okay. Let's talk about Moxie. Cause you know, I always love to know what Moxie means to people. I'm curious how the shift has been. What does Moxie mean to you today?
Oh, well, after the last year and a half, almost 2 years, it means not giving up and keeping moving forward and not being like, I've stepped outside of my box a lot. And so stepping up to the plate and being a voice that maybe can help others do the right thing and make a difference and help reach 30 million people. It means I made my tribe, and you got to step up to the plate and make that happen. And that's what I love about Woman Up. That's what I love about Awesome Females. That's what I love about the people that follow you. I'm very, very, very blessed that I have these incredible women and men in my life that help me to be a little more modern.
I love that. Well, what's interesting is what you said in 2020 was there are no barriers. Nothing will get in your way. That's what Moxie meant to you. And so I feel like it's still in there. You know, it's kind of wrapped around tenaciousness.
Yeah.
Right. Tenaciousness. And I love that what you are doing is filled with Moxie. What you are doing for our planet is filled with Moxie. I'm so honored to know you, Connie. I love this.
I feel the same way about you, my dear.
Thank you. Well, you kind of teased to it when you shared the word abundance is your word. But so the one word guiding you right now is abundance. And you joined me on when I did the call to action years ago now about supporting your word in different ways. And so you have turned your word, it's like a cross between an acronym. It really is more like an acronym this way. So what do the letters of abundance mean to you?
I have to tell you, when I chose the word abundance, I was like, that's a lot of letters.
This is a lot of letters.
So it's awesome, bodacious, uplifting, nourishing, dauntless, aspiring, notable, captivating, and effervescent.
I love it. I love that nourishing is your N. I mean, it's a synonym to nurturing, right? Exactly. Which is, again, the six. There's the six showing up, the nurturing of the year six. I think that's beautiful. Awesome, bodacious, uplifting, nourishing, dauntless, aspiring, notable, captivating, and effervescent. Wow. That is you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I have a couple of rapid fire questions for you. Okay. But before we get to those, let's just repeat for the community what their next step should be in getting connected to you and getting the download and getting information about the launch party, like where do they go, those kind of things. So what's the best place for them to go to get all that information?
They can go to the ckmsolutionsgroup.com. And the first thing that's going to pop up is the make a plan, do the plan. And they can download that. And then they will receive an email with all the information in it. They'll be getting another really important PDF that is an emergency communication that they can share out with their communities and make sure they fill it out themselves, as well as a 30% discount if they want to become a CKM advisor. And they can just leave a message if they want me to have more information about buying bulk books and having them branded.
Excellent. So ckmsolutionsgroup.com. Correct. Again, it will be in the show notes. All right. So before we get to your last words of wisdom, I have five rapid fire questions for you. Ready?
Ready.
Where'd you go on your last vacation?
California.
What is your to the beach? Oh, nothing like the ocean. The ocean is so healing, isn't it? Oh.
Yeah, Michael took me to six different sunsets, not this last time, but the time before last. Every night we went to a different sunset. It was wonderful.
Oh, a sunset vacation. Oh, I love that. I love sunsets. Okay, so two, what is your favorite breakfast food?
Eggs. I'm an egg kind of girl.
Do you have a specific way that you like them, or do you like eggs anyway?
Just about any way you can make them. Hot, cold, boiled, fried.
Oh, I love this. It reminds me of Runaway Bride. Did you ever see that movie with Julia yes. Roberts?
Yeah.
How she like changed how she ate her eggs, depending on the guy she was dating. Okay. One subject you would like to learn more about.
Actually, I'm in the middle of it now. I mean, I'm doing lots and lots of research on really what it means to be sustainable. I'm really pursuing that because I want to become the real expert in it and be able to answer anybody's questions, anything comes up with. But I think the whole thing around sustainability and mindset. I'm still diving deeper and deeper into mindset because there's so much more to be done. Yeah. So pretty much that's my focus right now.
Sustainability. Yeah. I'll definitely get you connected with Kelly for sure. Please remind me after we close the show out. What is your favorite nickname? All the nicknames you've been called in your life. What's your favorite?
I used to be called Cat. When I was in grade school, people always called me Cat. I have no idea why. Maybe I looked like a cat. I have no clue. But I never really had any other. I am in the process of trying to identify myself a little bit more clearly now. So now it's Connie K.
Connie K. I love it. Connie K. And I love the nickname Cat. We've long since lost touch with each other, but I had a friend named Catherine and I used to call her Kitty Cat.
I love it.
Okay. Complete this sentence. My soul tank is full when?
My soul tank is full when I see people getting how important what I'm doing is. And they complete the certification. It's just like forever. Anytime I see somebody that really blossoms and they have that aha moment, it just fills my heart. If I can just change one person's life just this much, then I couldn't be happier.
Oh, I love that. That's so beautiful. And the service of others for the good of all and the harm of none. Right, Connie?
Right. Exactly.
All right. Well, boo, we're at the end of this chat. I'm sure there will be many, many more in the future. But before we go, we always love to hear your final words of wisdom that you want to sprinkle over the Fire Up community. So what is rolling around in that beautifully brilliant brain of yours?
Well, I started practicing Mel Robbins' 5-second rule several years ago. So I would love for people to do the 5-second rule. Go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go get prepared. Go get it done. Yes. Don't procrastinate.
I really, really love the 5-second rule as well. It's one of those books that when it first came out, I was giving it to everybody. Yeah. And her whole story about how, she used to get out of bed right after her, two or three bourbon nights. And she was like dragging in the mornings. I mean, now look at her. She's off and running, right? Woo! She's doing crazy things all over the place. But yeah, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. I love it. And go to ckmsolutionsgroup.com. Get yourself on that list. You're going to get the Make a Plan, Do a Plan download. You're going to get the information for the launch that's happening tomorrow. The discount, I believe, is going through the weekend. So we will be sure to even replay this over the weekend so that we make sure that we reach as many people as possible. Friends, please don't keep this a secret. I really want you to think about who are the people in your life that maybe have gone through disaster and you saw them struggle and you don't want them to struggle the next time, and write down those people and then write down the list of the people who haven't, but you never want them to experience that struggle, and get them this information, send them to CKM Solutions Group. Don't keep Connie a secret. Like, let's help her get to that 30 million people. That is what we are doing here. That is what we do as a community. We help, we engage, elevate, and empower others. So I believe we can do that. We can be part of that 30 million Fire Up community. Let's do it. All right.
Thank you so much. And thank you, everybody that is helping me get that 30 million.
You're so welcome. Thank you, Connie, for joining us today. Thank you, everybody who watched us live, who's catching the replay, who's listening on the podcast. Again, make sure you get connected to Connie. Don't keep this mission a secret. Together, we can truly bring this beautiful divine feminine energy to the conversation around being prepared, really, truly being prepared so that we can walk smoothly through any situation we have to walk into each and every day ahead. All right, everyone. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining me today for a divine dose of truth wrapped in grace with sides of sass, moxie, and fire. Want more information on what we talked about today? You'll find the show notes and links over on my website, deborahtraben.com. Search the podcast title and voila! If you enjoyed the show today, please hit subscribe, click those stars to rate me, and leave a review. Oh, and don't keep the show a secret. Pretty please, share it with your friends too, okay? Lioness, I am praying you enjoy living your best life out loud, on purpose, and on your own terms. As always, keep your eyes open for moments you can engage, elevate, and empower your world.